It's U2's Everlasting Love, River 1467. Good morning, Chase, with you at 20 past eight. Let's find out what's going on in the world of entertainment.
And the Oscar goes to...
It's a shame that this is the last old bloke that's ever going to be handed
down. You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Always wonderful to have you on the show, Jaden Forster. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jace. Great to be with you once again. And I'm sure one person who will be well and truly hoping to get back to normal duties after spending about the past week or so in hospital is Denise Drysdale.
Oh, yes.
She's recovering on the mend, thankfully, in a ward in a hospital up in Brisbane after being admitted to hospital with what's been described as unspeakable pain or unspeakable agony in her face, which sounds very, very serious. And since she went into hospital earlier towards the end of last week, rather, she's been diagnosed with a very rare nerve condition, more commonly affecting women over the age of 50, but it can affect everybody. I will endeavour to try and pronounce the name of the condition. It's trigeminal neuralgia. Bit of a mouthful there, but it's basically a very rare nerve condition. It is treatable with medication. It may require some sort of neurosurgical procedures that can be done to sort of fix things if it is very severe. But long story short, she should be fine, but I guess being in hospital is not ideal, especially given she's only just sort of bounced back from her shoulder injury that she had last year.
Right.
Looks like she should make a full recovery, which is great.
Yeah, okay. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the Rolling Stones because they've just performed their very first concert after losing the great Charlie Watts. Any details on this?
Yeah, earlier in the week, they did a private gig for about 300 people or so in Massachusetts in America. And it was funny, someone only said to me yesterday, you know, it's quite unusual that they're back on stage so quick after Charlie died. He only died back in August. But I guess as old bands do, that the show must go on. And that's exactly what's happening. Of course, they did that earlier in the week. I think it was Monday or Tuesday. And as you would expect, they dedicated the show to Charlie. This is what Mick Jagger had to say during that performance.
This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends, on and off the stage, and we've got so many memories.
There you go. Interesting.
Yeah, no doubt. A difficult and, I guess, a strange time for them being back on stage without Charlie there. But
59 years, Jade. 59 years.
Ah, indeed. You know, it's an incredibly long time to be with somebody. And they'd be like brothers, you know, as we saw when Charlie died. You know, they were virtually speechless. They didn't have anything to say. And the website for the Rolling Stones just had a photo of him on there. So it was clear that it was all about Charlie on that particular day. But look, you know, as I said, the show must go on, and they've got a new drummer who stepped in to take his place, and hopefully they'll continue and get through the rest of that tour that has been postponed for such a long time.
Yeah. Hey, Delta Goodrum back in the spotlight. Great to see, and she's confirmed to perform at the Global Citizen Concert this coming Sunday. Is that right?
That's right, yes. She'll be appearing on that particular event. It's a virtual concert and performing to an empty forecourt at the Sydney Opera House as part of that event. It's a 24-hour thing that starts bright and early. We'll give people the important details. 3 a.m. Sunday morning, our time, running all the way through until 3 a.m. Monday, our time. She'll be a part of that alongside a range of other big names like Cyndi Lauper, Duran Duran, Elton John and Ed Sheeran, just to name a few. And for anybody who's wondering, I'm the only reporter who's telling you this today, so you better listen. Get the pen out. I've had to sell a kidney to get this information, so be listening, okay? Delta Goodrum, for anybody who's wondering, will be performing on Sunday night at 8 p.m. 8 o'clock Sunday night is when she'll be appearing on that particular broadcast. And if you would like to watch it, I should have mentioned that earlier, you need to head to 9now.com.au or download the 9now app from Channel 9, the catch-up app, on either your tablet or your phone, or if you have a smart TV, you can watch it through the 9now app on your TV. But 8 o'clock Sunday night for Delta and 3 a.m. Sunday morning for the start of the concert.
Well, that's going to be incredible. Hey, Jade, wonderful to have you on the show. We'll do it all again on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Before we wrap up, who are you going for, the D's or the doggies?
I'm going for the Bulldogs.
Good on you, mate. All right, well, I'll catch you Monday morning.
Thanks, Jace. Have a good one.
Take care. All right, moving on with Jimmy Barnes for now. Ain't No Mountain High Enough at 8:25. River 1467.